Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden, pastor at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. Good morning, Pastor Golden.
Good morning. Good to be here.
It's always great to have you in studio.
Well, thank you.
Usually when we have you over, you're here to help us study the daily lectionary or Bible study or something like that. But today we have something fun to talk about aside from just you know, our regular routine of Bible study here, huh?
Yes. Yeah. We have a great new series that is taking place at Village. This Saturday will be the inaugural event of the Village Lutheran Lectures on Christianity and Culture. And so we are anticipating a great crowd and even more than that, a great presentation to us by our guest this Saturday.
And our guest, also joining us by phone this morning, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway. She's senior editor at The Federalist and has been editor at Ricochet.com, managing editor of GetReligion.org. She does, we hear a lot from her and a lot of great stuff. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Absolutely.
Well, we're really excited about the new series at Village Lutheran in Ladue, Missouri, and excited about the topic. Now, Dr. Golden, what is the topic at this first community lecture?
The first one that Molly will be speaking on is Tales from the Front. So that title itself indicates, you know, here's Molly and her great history over these past years of being at the forefront of a specific issue. And that issue, so the subtitle of the event, is Religious Liberty and the Media. And she could definitely fill us in all the more about exactly the angle that she's looking at for this Saturday.
Do tell, Molly.
Yes, well, I'm as a journalist out in Washington, D.C., covering religion and politics. Religious liberty is something that I've had the pleasure of covering for many years. And, you know, here in recent weeks, we've seen that it's become a very important issue, and we're seeing changes in the way the country perceives religious liberty and its importance. And so it's just a great time to talk about it, namely with the Supreme Court decision regarding Hobby Lobby and the religious freedom of religious people who organize in corporations. But there are so many other issues that are also affecting Christians and other religious adherents in the public square. You know, whether religion is something that is just something that you get to do within the four walls of your house of worship, or whether it's something that, as an American, affects what you do in your day-to-day life as well. And we're seeing all sorts of conflicts that we might not have even imagined a few years ago as government grows or changes and takes a different role in our life. And it's just a really fascinating area to look at. And I think it's something that all Christians and other religious adherents should care about. And I think everyone's starting to realize that it's an area that you will be forced to care about whether you want to or not.
And that leads me to the next question. I was just thinking, why is it important as Christians that we be mindful of what's going on in the public square, and what's going on with government? Why is it important that we stay on top of these things?
Yeah, well, I think that different religious groups have handled this differently in the course of American history. But a lot of Christians in particular have had this understanding that there is that this is, you know, that the country is Christian, or that the country is friendly to their religious beliefs. And that is something that was very important for a lot of religious minorities in coming to this country. That's even true of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The people who formed that church body, they came in large part to the country because they did not have religious freedom as expansive as what this country offered. In Germany, where they were being forced by the state to alter their worship practices. And so this is something that a lot of people, you know, it might have played a role in how they came to the country originally. It certainly had a lot to do with the people who founded the country, as we know, as we learn in history. But then over time, I think people became complacent and thought there was no conflict. Well, now you're starting to see that for a lot of people, there can be a conflict. And so, you know, for instance, the Hobby Lobby decision provides a great example of this. People who formed a family business suddenly find themselves in a position where the government is telling them that they must provide insurance that pays for abortifacients and other, you know, for abortifacients, things that abort an unborn child, and that they, if they don't do this, they will face a serious penalty. And, you know, it's just this thing that can kind of come up all of a sudden, and it can affect all of us, whether we're in a big business, a small business, you know, an individual working for the federal government. All of a sudden, maybe there's a change where they redefine marriage from one thing to another, and it conflicts with our conscience. You know, what do we do? And so it can affect any number of people for any number of different reasons, and it's just very important that people be aware of that and know what their legal rights are and how to handle these situations, and also how to advocate for broad religious freedom, you know, which is a principle that's deeply embedded in you know, sort of a Christian ethic going back many, many years.
Pastor Golden, Village Lutheran has started this as a series. This is the first in a series. Where did the idea for these community lectures come from, and why is this something that the Village Lutheran has decided to take on?
Well, there's a long story there, but in the end, it kind of boils down to we wanted to find a means by which to do a variety of things. Number one, our congregational members really appreciate being intellectually informed in a variety of ways. And so we wanted to have a means to further that beyond our normal offerings of Bible study and the like. Secondly, we wanted a means to connect with our community so that we can connect with the people in the surrounding neighborhoods and such. And Village is located in an area that, once again, appreciates intellectual stimulation and being well informed. The third thing that we were wanting to do was really serve Christianity in a broader sphere within Metro St. Louis. And so, therefore, this is a way for us to serve our brothers and sisters in Christ, whether they be like you at Trinity Millstadt or like your wife down at St. Mark Eureka, that here's a chance for them to come in and be edified and challenged even intellectually and such. So we wanted to have a means to do a variety of items, and this really became our opportunity to do that very thing.
When it comes to these topics that we these hot button issues that we've been talking about, Molly, how are these topics covered by journalists today in, you know, especially in the heart of where much of this is happening in the nation's capital? How are these covered by journalists usually?
In a word, horribly. I mean, it's just, it's something I've been monitoring for many years, and I am just dumbfounded by how poorly we cover these issues in the press. And so for a long time, you would see that when it was an issue that dealt with anything sort of, you know, even remotely political, reporters would have a hard time seeing that there was a religious liberty angle. You know, the same media that usually does a pretty good job of understanding the importance of free press or free speech suddenly doesn't realize that freedom of religion, religious liberty, is in that same First Amendment in the Bill of Rights that we all hold so dear. They don't really understand the history of that, of these liberties, why we work so hard to preserve them. They have denigrated people. You know, it's not news to anyone that our media are, you know, for better or for worse, overwhelmingly liberal and somewhat hostile to the views of traditional religious believers. And since right now, and this isn't always the case, but right now most of the religious liberty battles are being fought on behalf of traditional religious adherents, the media are just sort of naturally hostile to these battles. But I have just been shocked by how poorly they cover it. I mean, even, you know, just, you know, mocking claims of religious liberty or, you know, writing hit pieces on people who fight for it. It's been very discouraging for me to see, which is, you know, and I think it has also contributed to a bad climate, a bad civil society where we can all understand that this is important for everybody, regardless of our religious views.
And on one of the items she mentioned right there, the hit pieces on individuals, Molly has been in the crosshair many a time because of her very bold and clear stance on these very matters.
Well, yeah, if you don't follow the pack, sometimes that can put you in the line of fire. But it's also been a privilege just to be able to explain the importance of religious liberty to just know basic facts about you know, different legislation that we've passed over the years to preserve religious liberty and how it can be important. But yeah.
This is one of those fields where the old saying comes true, that if you're not upsetting some folk, you're not working very hard.
I think so.
We need to take a break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue the conversation with Molly and Pastor Golden right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Wednesday, July 16th, 2014. Today's day sponsors are Andre and Marie Voges. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO in thanksgiving to the Lord for the many years together as they celebrate their 48th wedding anniversary on this day. Once again, we say thank you to Andre and Marie Voges of Evansville, Illinois, today's Worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
At the time of the Reformation, why did the Lutherans contact the Patriarch of Eastern Orthodoxy? Did the Lutherans and Orthodox reach doctrinal agreement? Live Wednesday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Roland Ziegler of Concordia Theological Seminary about 16th century Lutheran-Orthodox dialogue.
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
For the second year in a row, Thrivent Financial for Lutherans is proud to have been named one of the world's most ethical companies by the Ethisphere Institute. This recognition is given to organizations that go beyond making statements about doing business ethically and translate those words into action. Why Thrivent Financial? As a Christian membership organization, our shared values guide everything we do. When you work with us, you can be sure we strive to take great care to act responsibly and with integrity. To learn more, check us out at thrivent.com.
Facebook is one of the biggest social media instruments for checking out what is going on with Worldwide KFUO. On our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFUO radio, you'll see us posting pictures, online videos, show information, as well as reviews and previews of events at KFUO. Worldwide KFUO, we are where you are, on Facebook at facebook.com/KFUO radio. The worldwide leader of confessional Lutheranism, Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden, pastor at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri, about an upcoming event, their community lecture series, and also Molly Ziegler Hemingway. She's senior editor at The Federalist, and she's also the presenter at this first lecture. Dr. Golden, give us an idea of what the format will be for this event.
Sure. We are going from 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday. And so, really, it's going to be an opportunity. Molly will be primarily holding forth for us. We will be reserving some time at the end for questions and answers. So, be prepared. And I guess, Molly, maybe be prepared. I think we'll have a pretty rapt audience, but maybe there will be a few detractors who want to zing you, so be prepared. But there will be some Q&A at the end and also opportunity just to socialize and such.
Molly, what are some of the topics that you'll be addressing in the conversation, in the lecture?
Well, I think it's just very important to talk about just some of the trends that we're seeing right now in media coverage on religious liberty. And, the recent Hobby Lobby decision gives ample area to discuss, some of the problems that we saw, including things like just basic incompetence when covering what the law said, manipulation or, resorting to partisanship when discussing it or turning it into a political message, such as the war on women. And then that brings the larger point, which is that the war on women, we've heard that meme so much, which was a sort of a democratic talking point that became adopted by the media. That has been the biggest avenue for the war on religious liberty. And so just looking at these things and the importance of understanding what is called the war on women and what it actually is, a war on one of our most important treasured liberties, is something I'm hoping to talk about.
Most of us are consumers of media, if you will. We just kind of take it all in, especially if we're watching like broadcast TV or listening to mainstream media on the radio or online. And we kind of take all this in, and sometimes we don't give it a whole lot of thought, or maybe just accept it as it is. Molly, your advice for us as consumers of media, how should we listen to it? What should we be listening for? What should we be concerned about as we're listening to media? You were talking about the journalism just not being up to par, really just being poor journalism when covering these important issues.
Right. Well, I gave a lot of thought to this. There was a recent religious liberty battle that was in the Arizona legislature, which was related to what's called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was something that was passed unanimously by the United States Congress back in the 90s after a Supreme Court decision went too far in limiting religious freedom. And now it's something that individual states pass. And it used to be so uncontroversial that it was introduced by a big lefty, Chuck Schumer, passed unanimously in the House, signed by Bill Clinton, you know, that type of legislation that was broadly, everybody liked it. But now as they're passing these state versions of it, we've seen the media cover it, and it's just fascinating. So in Arizona, we were told that this was racist, bigoted, you know, disgusting law. People who didn't actually know what it did, which was fairly modest, making sure that the same freedoms that you have at the federal level, they're protected at the state level, was turned into this, you know, the standard thing that we see about it becoming about bigotry and all these words that are used to divide Americans from each other and whatnot. So I think an important thing is that the media coverage, if you're not getting any sense of balance from the media coverage, if it seems more partisan than informative, I think that we should be aware that there's probably more to a story than what we're getting. And so you do have to kind of seek it out. And what's troubling, though, is that sometimes it's just a lot of media outlets that are doing a bad job, and it becomes quite difficult to find good quality coverage, but it's still worthwhile. You know, find reporters that cover the issue and actually read a piece of legislation before they write about it. Find reporters who talk to both sides of an issue and who present the best arguments from both sides of the issue. And only that way can we really be informed and make good decisions and have a, you know, broadly civil society.
I would echo exactly what Molly was saying there and kind of reiterate it by saying this is why it is so important to be a critical thinker, mm-hmm. To actually, rather than just be an open receptacle that takes these things in, to actually think it through, hold it against the evidence and sound reason, and to say, is what I am hearing accurate or not? I'm a great fan of G.K. Chesterton. I'm reminded of one of the statements he made was that the point of an open mind is like an open mouth. It's to close on something substantial. All right. So I open my mouth so I can lock down on a nice medium rare ribeye. So also I open my mind so I can close down on something that is true and is beneficial and is salutary. And unfortunately, all too often, we can be intellectually lazy, just accept anything that comes in. And that does not do us any service or anyone else. And so here, just being critical thinkers who digest what is set before us to know whether it is good to be accepted or whether it is false and should be rejected.
And being mindless about what we take in really sets us up for sitting on that slippery slope, just a little bit here, a little bit there, and then we end up being deceived.
Yes. Yeah.
Molly, what are you looking forward to most about this event this weekend, about the lecture?
Well, it's interesting. I've been speaking on religious liberty for a few years now, and one thing I've noticed is that, it's always been a topic of interest to a lot of people. You talk about religion and politics, only talking about sports is likely to get more involvement, maybe. so it's just a fun topic to talk about. But one thing I've noticed is in recent years, just people who it's not their job to care about these things have become much more interested, much more engaged, much more informed. And I think that because people are starting to see where there can be conflicts between our country's change to sexual libertarianism, people are starting to see where those conflicts with religious liberty might be down the road, or maybe not even so far down the road. And so it just becomes a much more interesting topic that we can all kind of hash out together. And so I'm excited to just kind of hear from people what what they're hearing in Missouri, and what the big issues are at the state level and whatnot. And so it's something that, I wish it weren't becoming such a big issue, but it is. And so it's just been an interesting thing to talk about over the years.
You know, and Molly does make the point, the only thing that would maybe garner a bit more attention was be sports. So let me say, if people aren't aware, Molly is a big Cardinals fan. So, hey, that draws in St. Louisans like crazy. Go Cardinals.
Dr. Golding, details about the lecture this weekend.
All right. So it's taking place at Village Lutheran Church, 9237 Clayton Road. Mm-hmm. The time is 9 to 11 this Saturday. If you're not able to make it, we will have a videographer there who's recording it, and then we'll make it available electronically. If you would like to be informed of when that's available, you can email me. That's PastorKevinGolden@gmail.com. I'm ready for the flood of emails now as we set up that distribution list. So that will be taking place. And this is just the first of a series. We anticipate these lectures happening two or three times a year. And we have our next individual already scheduled. And I'm holding off until Saturday for a public announcement of who that might be. So there's your little teaser. We're starting off with Molly. So we're hidden with the cream of the crop, but we're staying with the cream of the crop. Uh-huh. We've got another fantastic speaker lined up for later this year. So be looking for that. Either if you're with us on Saturday, we'll make that announcement. Or if you're not able to be with us, be looking for that announcement through various venues, including we'll have a word here on KFUO.
Absolutely. I want to give folks an idea of some of Molly's writing. Molly, tell us about The Federalist. You're the senior editor there. Tell us about some of the work there and what folks would find on The Federalist who aren't familiar with your writing.
Absolutely. So we started The Federalist just under a year ago, and it's a site for discussion of all sorts of things, political, cultural, economics, religion, and I am the senior editor there. And we just cover pretty much anything that's in the news recently. I do tend to write a lot about media coverage, and religious liberty issues. I just this week wrote a piece, Media Ignorance is Becoming a Serious Problem. I have a piece up on the stories we tell ourselves about immigration and why it's important to be cautious about immigration stories as we set immigration policy. I have written about good examples of liberals writing about the Hobby Lobby decision, because we saw so many bad examples. I thought it was important to see a few that were good examples. And a piece on the topic that I'll be talking about that generated quite a bit of controversy was headlined, Dumb, Uneducated, and Eager to Deceive, Media Coverage of Religious Liberty in a Nutshell. But we have a ton of fantastic authors at The Federalist. So if you're interested, broadly in politics, culture, religion, these issues, it's a great site to check out with, and we have a bunch of different perspectives there across the spectrum, too.
Including, we have a conversation with Allison Kieslowski, one of the writers who contributed a couple of pieces recently on family topics, and we're going to talk with her on faith and family coming up in the next couple of days, actually.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's been
surprising to us that we thought it was going to be politics would generate the most interest from readers. Far and away, what people like to read about are anything dealing with parenting, education, and mm-hmm. So we have a ton of these types of articles on the site as well.
Yeah, the piece on nurturing children with theological language, that's one of them that we're going to talk about on Faith and Family this week.
Wonderful.
Great stuff. Pastor Golden, is there a fee for this event this weekend?
No, it is free of charge. We are welcoming anyone to join us. And, we're actually anticipating quite a crowd that will pack them in. So we're looking forward to having that many people with us. But it's free of charge. And I'm really glad that we had the polar vortex that has descended and made such wonderful temperatures around this area. Because when you pack that many people in, even when you've got the AC running, you tend to get a bit warm. But hey, the weather's going to be good for us so that it will be nice and comfortable.
Very good. Well, Molly, we look forward to having you here in St. Louis. Anything you look forward to doing while you're here in St. Louis?
Well, in addition to the lecture, I am very excited to see the Cardinals play the Dodgers on Friday. So that's something I'm very excited about.
Very good. Pastor, anything else that you want to share with us about the event coming up this weekend or the whole series?
I would just invite listeners to keep their ears open for future events. The way that we've been describing this new lecture series is that it kind of has a threefold focus. Mm-hmm. One is that it extols the rich history of how Christians have impacted culture in a positive way. Secondly, it exhorts Christians to continue to do the same thing right now in our present day. And that's really where Molly comes in. That's kind of that mm-hmm. section where she's really going to be impacting. And then the third one would be we anticipate how the church and Christians will continue to do this in the future. And so looking at the past, how it's been done, the present, our current opportunities and need to do that, future anticipation. So always about how Christ works through his church for the benefit of culture.
Outstanding. Now, Molly, do you get to do this very often? Do we get to have lectures like this? Is this or is this kind of a new thing that Village is doing?
I just want to commend Village because it's just a great idea to do this as part of a series mm-hmm. and to bring in people with different, you know, perspectives or experience. The church has so much in terms of people working in different spheres, you know, interested lay people and areas where we get to be Christian in the public square. And so I like that this is part of a series. So this is one of the first times I've done something like that. I have done, you know, more than a few one-off things where I'm, you know, visiting a town to just speak on a topic. But I just think this is a great idea, and I think it's something that other churches should think about doing as well.
Very good. We've been talking with Molly Ziegler-Hemingway. She's senior editor at The Federalist. Molly, thanks so much for being our guest today on His Time.
Thank you.
We've also been talking with the Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden. He's pastor at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The lecture again coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m.
At Village Lutheran, you can find them at, what's the address again?
9237 Clayton Road.
9 to 11 a.m. Free event. You can hear Molly. There will also be time for questions
as well. A little
Q&A
time. And also, if you can't make it, we will be having it available electronically in the future.
All right. And what was that email address again so we can all email you?
Yeah. PastorKevinGolden@gmail.com.
Thanks, Dr.
Prepare
Golden.
Prepare for the flood.
Thanks, Dr. Golden, for being here today and sharing that with us.
My pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily lectionary and looking forward to getting into that. Today, we're studying with the Reverend Brian Leisman from St. John in Bath, Illinois, and Salem Lutheran Church in Chandlerville, Illinois. Stick around for more His Time coming up right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.